Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets US President Donald Trump on sidelines of G7 summit in Evian. Issues of seafarers' safety and opening of Strait of Hormuz figure prominently. Prime Minister also holds bilateral meetings with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Council President Antonio Costa, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. India and France reaffirm commitment to innovation, artificial intelligence and technology cooperation at inauguration of India Pavilion at Viva Tech 2026 in Paris. And international human rights organizations strongly condemns violent crackdown on peaceful protesters in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. A crucial bilateral meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump in Evian, France, on sidelines of G7 summit this evening. During the talks, issues of seafarers' safety and opening of Strait of Hormuz figured prominently. Prime Minister Modi condemned President Trump for the progress in peace efforts in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India has consistently emphasized the importance of the freedom of navigation and all should work together to place a particular emphasis on it. Mr. Modi added that lakhs of Indian seafarers in maritime trade are on duty in different oceans of the world and their safety is of utmost importance to India.
एक्सेलेंसी हम जानते हैं कि मैरीटाइम ट्रेड की दुनिया में भारत के लाखों सीफेरर आज दुनिया के अलग अलग समुद्र में अपनी सेवाएं दे रहे हैं विश्व की प्रगति में बहुत बड़ा योगदान दे रहे हैं और मैं समझता हूं कि उनकी सुरक्षा भी उतना ही महत्वपूर्ण है मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि समझौते में सीफेरर की सुरक्षा भी सुनिश्चित होगी और उसको प्राथमिकता मिलेगी तो मैं फिर एक बार पश्चिम एशिया में शांति बहाल कराने के आपके
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed a working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit. In his address, the Prime Minister underscored the need for international financial institutions to develop mechanisms that impart economic resilience to developing countries. Mr. Modi also participated in a working lunch focused on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of artificial intelligence. The meeting brought together G7 member countries, partner nations and the CEOs of leading AI companies to discuss the future of digital innovation. On the margins of the G7 summit in Evian, Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz today exchanged views on regional and global developments, including the situation in West Asia and the Russian-Ukraine conflict. The two leaders also reviewed the progress in bilateral engagements and expressed satisfaction at the renewed momentum in the India-Germany strategic partnership with the successful visit of Mr. Merz to India and the conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations earlier this year. Mr. Merz invited the Prime Minister for the 8th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations scheduled to be held later this year in Germany. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, on the sidelines of the summit. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The two-day visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the beautiful French city of Evian has been highly significant. During the visit, the Prime Minister participated in various G7 outreach sessions where India was invited as a partner country. This marked the Prime Minister's seventh consecutive participation in the G7 summit. India's regular presence clearly demonstrates that the nation has emerged as a major global power, with the international community increasingly looking towards New Delhi for solutions to complex global challenges. During the outreach sessions, Mr. Modi strongly presented the voice of the Global South before the crucial forum. In today's session, the Prime Minister underlined the critical need for international financial institutions to develop mechanisms that impart economic resilience to developed countries. Mr. Modi also emphasized that tangible growth leads to the true inclusion and well-being of people, showcasing India's own growth story underpinned by the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Biswas and Sabka Prayas. Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Evian, France.
India and France have reaffirmed their commitment to innovation, artificial intelligence and technology cooperation at the inauguration of the India Pavilion at Viva Tech 2026 in Paris. Speaking at the event, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and French President for Artificial Intelligence and Digital Affairs Enle Henanoff highlighted the growing strategic partnership between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
Addressing innovators and startups, Piyush Goyal said the India-France partnership has been strengthened further through the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron. He said India offers key advantages for the AI era, including a young population, a large pool of STEM graduates, strong digital infrastructure and democratic governance. The minister underlined India's vision of human-centric artificial intelligence through the concept of Manav, emphasizing ethical, accountable, inclusive and trustworthy AI. He said India is prepared to become a global hub for AI talent, data centers, and advanced technology. French Minister Anne-Lieu Henoff described India as a global innovation powerhouse and welcomed its role as the AI country partner at Viva Tech 2026. This is Mahesh Sopade, Akashwani News, Paris, France.
India and the United Kingdom today announced that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, will enter into force on 15th of July this year. Ministry of Commerce and Industries informed that the Agreement on Social Security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, DCCC, will come into effect on the same day. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The G7 leaders adopted the three key declarations aimed at promoting balanced, durable and resilient growth, security, critical minerals supply chains and creating a safer digital space for miners, with several partner countries extending support to the initiatives. During the G7 summit in Evian, France, the leaders issued a statement on balanced and resilient growth, stressing the need for stable energy markets, secure supply chains and reforms in global economic institutions. They emphasized the importance of restoring safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. French President Emmanuel Macron has described the G7 summit as a success, saying it demonstrated unity among major economies. Speaking at the conclusion of the summit, Macron said the meeting took place against an extremely difficult backdrop of a fragmented world marked by geopolitical tensions and economic challenges. A leading international human rights organization strongly condemned the violent crackdown on peace protesters in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir by Pakistani authorities, which reportedly killed over 32 civilians between 8th to 16th of this month. The International Human Rights Foundation said that the crackdown was followed by the complete suspension of internet and mobile networks across the region. It also said that federal paramilitary troops were deployed and over 100 activists and the leaders were arbitrarily arrested. The rights body also cited travel restrictions barring outsiders from entering the region. The IHRF also called the Pakistani authorities to immediately halt the use of deadly force against peaceful protesters. It also urged an independent and impartial investigation into all civilian deaths, with full access for international observers and accountability for those responsible for the unlawful use of the force. In the FIFA World Cup, Portugal will take on DR Congo in Group K, clash as Houston in United States shortly. And now, before we close the bulletin, here are the highlights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of G7 summit in Evian. Issues of seafarers' safety and opening of Strait of Hormuz figure prominently. Prime Minister also holds bilateral meetings with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. India and France reaffirm commitment to innovation, artificial intelligence and technology cooperation at inauguration of Indian Pavilion at Viva Tech 2026 in Paris. International Human Rights Organization shortly condemns violent crackdown on peaceful protesters in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. And that concludes tonight's bulletin. Good night.